You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What will happen today? Dun, dun, dun.
We should do like recaps to like last week's episode. Previously on the show after the show.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to rehash what happened last
Actually,
week?
Actually, no, I don't. I do. If we just start that, we're not starting that this week. If you missed last week on the show after the show, I just want someone with a deep voice like that on this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know, like if we had a voiceover guy for the pod.
Yeah, their voice was super deep like that.
This show comes after the show.
Yeah. They do like all those movie trailers.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually thinking about that.
What?
Why did that go extinct? Why did that job go extinct? I think it's time we bring it back.
I wish we would because I liked them.
Yeah, because
I think they're cool.
Because if you think about it now, a lot of movie trailers are just text on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just add the voice reading that text?
I don't know.
This summer, from the minds that brought you Superbad, bring you the next summer comedy.
I think it's because, I mean, they still do it, they just don't do the voice.
Yeah, they don't do, that's what I'm saying. Like, they do the text on the screen, but there's no voice. Like, I don't want to read all that. I want books on tape are all the rage right now.
I know, I think
podcasts
so too.
Are all the rage right now. Subscribe, rate, and review to this one.
Do you remember the movie The Holiday?
Yes. That was like the last time I remember a voice being in a trailer.
I was just going to say the exact same thing, that shortly after that movie came out, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a year
yeah.
or 2 years, but that's when things started to change.
What's sad is that shtick, because they reference that shtick in the movie itself of mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever Cameron Diaz's character's name is. Like, Cameron Diaz has thought she had it all thought up. And she's
yeah.
like, get out of my head, preview voice.
I don't know
if that's even funny to kids now or like
yeah,
to people.
They probably wouldn't get it.
They're like, what? Why is that? Why is that voice talking?
Yeah, they wouldn't get it. I love that movie. It's one of my all time favorites.
And think about the voice work that those people would get. And those voice work people that did those movie trailers.
Oh, bank.
They made so much money.
Bank.
Voice work is actually a very high-paying job.
Yeah, but only if you get the giant companies.
Yeah.
Your McDonald's.
Right.
Your Dunkin's.
Your Mercedes.
Yeah, then
which
you
it's
get
like,
paid.
Those are always like the biggest actors to begin with. Like,
mm-hmm.
John Hamm's voice is the voice of Mercedes. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, couldn't you like giving it to like a few radio people in Chicago, like up their salary
voice,
a little bit.
Solid voice.
He does have a great voice.
There must be something.
He's got a great everything.
Okay, Mel. I knew. I knew Mel was going to be like.
He's so cute.
Mel, who's your top? Give us your top five.
Ooh.
I'll let you think about it.
Ooh,
but I
yeah.
want to hear your top five celebrities.
Hall passes.
Hall Pass. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, Hall Pass. I thought you said Paul Passes.
Paul
Passes. Like, who the hell is that?
Give us your Paul Passes.
John Hamm might be one. I'm going to throw him in there.
Okay.
Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, I did not expect that. Now we're thinking like.
Yes, I want it.
Wow. Okay. Hello.
I want it.
Hello.
Oh my God. If it's mine, I want
Anchorman,
it.
Anchorman, I hardly know her, man.
Oh. Okay.
Matt Damon.
Okay.
Will Ferrell started out so strong. I think Matt Damon's fine.
Yeah, better than Will Ferrell.
Liam Hemsworth.
Okay. So no Pete Davidson.
Oh.
He's adorable, but those guys.
No Jordan Davis.
He's there, but he's not in the top five.
Okay.
Maybe six.
No Sam Hunt.
He'd be six or seven.
Okay.
He's got a great butt.
Great butt?
I wouldn't know.
Yes, you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, sure you would.
Okay,
buddy.
Fine.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you,
I've noticed that his body's like a back road.
Yeah.
And maybe I do know every curve like the back of my hand. I feel like there's I feel like there's got to be one in Resident. Also, great job rattling off that list.
I know.
Quickly.
I was going to give
you more
time. That was
actually really well done.
I feel like maybe
Mel's have thought into that.
I was about to say, like, whenever
you
you're silent
about hot men, it's like it doesn't.
Whenever you're silent in the studio, is it just like, all right, well, let's see where my top five is today. I was wondering why you had a bunch of lists that said John Hamm, Paul Rudd,
Will
Ferrell.
What did you say when we were like Will Ferrell? And you go, what did you say? Like he can get it?
No, 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 no. I want it.
I want it. I want it.
Because you were asking, like, do you want? And I want it.
I want it.
I do.
Okay, that is.
I would
so,
not turn that down.
What is it? Is it? Is it his sense of humor? Or because, like, physically, he's not.
He's not bad, actually. He looks so much like what is the drummer? The drummer.
Oh yeah, from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
From Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Chad Smith.
Yes, yeah. And Chad Smith, good looking guy.
Yeah.
And they look exactly alike.
Well, they,
I think
they
people,
did that bit one time on Fallon where they both wore the same thing
they
and
did.
Then drummed
they
right
did
next
the drum
to each
off.
Other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had the drum off. I've got the t-shirt. And I do.
Have you worn it for Fun
yeah,
Share Friday?
Yeah, where's that been on Fun Share Friday?
I did, maybe.
Oh, yeah, she did. She
I think
did
I did
week.
Wear it once.
Oh,
yeah.
And I think the reason people initially question Will Ferrell's looks is because he can act so goofy,
mm-hmm.
but if you really look at him, he's not bad looking.
When I think of him on SNL, the first thing that comes to mind is that skit
the
where where he wore a American flag like
oh yeah
banana hammock like. Like Speedo
yeah.
and a crop top t-shirt and yeah. he's in an office meeting room.
Yeah. He was training for the marathon when he did that.
Was he?
Yeah, not to brag.
Like the actual marathon?
Yeah, like he was actually
he's a
running
runner.
A marathon.
Like in real life he was?
Yeah, yeah he's and run so, a couple of them.
Oh, wow.
So me and him.
He's
a
he's
lot
from Irvine, California,
mm.
where I used to live.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
Brag about it.
Everybody, it's always
right.
coming back to you, isn't
okay.
it, Austin?
All right, Kyle, do you have a hall pass list?
Do I have a hall pass list? I don't think so. I can think about it, though.
I know. This is tough.
Do you need time?
Anna Kendrick has always been up there for me.
Mm, she's cute.
See, I go back and forth
she's
on Anna Kendrick.
Cups,
my wife
right?
thinks Anna Kendrick is higher on my list than it is, but she's cute, and I like her, but I don't know. She gives off some Anne Hathaway vibes, and Anne Hathaway couldn't be further on my list.
Why is
every
that?
Woman on earth is higher on my hall pass list than Anne Hathaway?
What is it about Anne Hathaway that's so bad? Because she's
such
got
such a hot take. I don't know. I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole because then it becomes kind of sexist. But that just sounds so false.
Just not an Anne Hathaway guy.
But she's really beautiful.
She's very pretty.
She's
yeah.
got giant eyes. She's got like bedroom eyes. She's got dewy skin.
Dewy skin?
Yes.
I don't know if I want my girl to have a
yes.
have dewy skin.
If you knew what dewy skin was, you would want your girl to have dewy skin.
Dewy skin.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. So I don't think you're giving
yeah,
her enough credit.
I'm sorry. When it comes to the features of a woman that I look for, dewy skin doesn't crack my top 25.
I think it's one of the features from guys that they don't think about, but it's really something that they don't notice it. But if the girl didn't have dewy skin, you'd be like, she's not as attractive. But she's got dewy skin, and you'd be like, okay, she's
more
attractive.
No. I think a lot of this stems to the point that I don't know what dewy skin is. Mm. I've got some ideas
that's
in
a
mind.
Good, hey, yeah.
But point, when I think dewy skin, I think skin that's wet.
Yes.
Or dewy rhymes with gooey, so I feel like it's like kind of slimy skin.
No, it's smooth and moisturized. It looks really good.
Who else has dewy skin? Do you have dewy skin?
No, I do not.
You have
I
ooey
wish
skin.
I did. What?
Burn.
You have ooey
dude.
Skin.
Burn.
It is ooey. It is. I agree.
Ooey.
No, mine's like blemish-filled blackheads. Like my skin's always dry and peeling.
Sounds hot.
Go on.
So wait, who is there another actress that you can think of that has dewy skin?
I would say, whew, gosh, that's tough. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay. 30 All right, 30 seconds.
I think another, so I have brought this up. I don't know her name, but last year I remember being like, man, like there's this one actress in Hollywood.
Alicia Vikander?
Camila Mendez. She was in the movie Do Revenge that came out last year with Maya Hawke. And she was also in Pretty Little Liars, I believe.
Oh, Mare loved that show.
It's, or maybe not. What is she in? She is in Riverdale. That was Riverdale. What it was.
Mare also loved that show.
So it's this lady right here.
Oh, is she in Scream?
Let me see.
She might be. I've just seen her in Do Revenge.
Yeah, she's cute. Who does she play in Riverdale? the dark-haired girl?
Yeah. How'd you guess the dark-haired one's playing the dark-haired girl?
The dark-haired girl from Riverdale, for anyone listening.
Blake Lively is also up there.
Blake Lively's on my list.
She's got dewy skin, but I did think of who it is. Charlize Theron.
That was going to be the first guess I said when you described it. I was like, that Charlize Theron came to mind.
Great skin.
Okay.
Beautiful skin.
What about, who plays Pepper Potts?
Gwyneth Paltrow?
I always get Gwyneth Paltrow and Charlize Theron mixed
Excuse me.
How could you do that?
I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a very attractive woman, but hard you are against Anne Hathaway, and then you're like, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I mean, I think Gwyneth Paltrow's fine. She's a little weird, little quirky with her, What's her company?
Goop.
Goop.
Goop is Goop is weird.
Why?
Dude.
Why? Why name it Goop? Of all the names, of all the businesses.
I like it. Goop. I don't necessarily follow her website, but I like the name of it. It's cute. It's quick. It's easy.
When I think of the word Goop, I don't think of like, oh, this is gonna better me. Right? And that's like what the whole brand is.
It is, but it's everything. It can be from your skin to, you know, vitamins and nutrition, and it can be about, like, I don't want to, maybe, can I say this on
Gastrol?
The podcast?
Gastrol?
No.
Oh, your lady part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your vagina.
Oh, the vagina.
She has stuff that improves your vagina.
Well, she has candles that smell like it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. She does.
I know. That was the weirdest. I thought that was an Onion headline.
Oh,
I legitimately
really?
Thought that was an Onion headline when I first heard it. And I was like, oh, this is real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember, this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's a weird smell you would get as a candle?
A weird smell?
Taco Bell.
No. You cannot get food. That will just make you hungry. You'll overeat.
Or maybe it does it. Maybe it does the trick for me. Like, maybe it fills those senses, right?
Mm. I don't know science.
I had a sugar cookie candle, and all I wanted was cookies.
Oh, geez.
Ooh, that's tough.
What's a great smell? You know what I love to do? So I have a fake Christmas tree, which, by the way, is your Christmas tree still up? It is, isn't it? Okay. All right. We'll get into that on the show and make fun of you like crazy. I have a fake Christmas tree every year. And people are like, but fake Christmas trees aren't that great. You need to get a real tree because then you get the smell of everything.
The evergreen, yeah.
No. You get the fake tree. So that way you don't have to shell out money for a tree every year.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also get a can of Febreze Evergreen and you spray it, so that way it does smell like Christmas. It smells like an evergreen is in your living room. How about
that?
A little life hack.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Peanuts with a little bit of stale beer, like at Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's a great one.
It's like you put it on, you light it up, and it's like you're just walking up and smelling Wrigley.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it'd be lit. My wife would probably hate it, but like, I'm just thinking like, man, like if you're having like one of those days, like end of February, it's cold, you're missing baseball, no real sports on.
Yeah. No, I'm
put
down.
On
I'm
an old Cubs
it.
Game.
I'm pre-ordering that.
You're pre-ordering.
Yeah. Kyle, here's one that you can probably relate to. Get a candle with the stench of Melissa. So that way,
Austin!
When she, on days you're out,
wait,
when you're out.
Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out.
On days that you're out, we can light it up, and then it's like you're there.
Yeah, you just call it a stench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
A lovely, warm, and inviting smell.
Okay.
Smell sounds worse than stench sometimes. fragrance is what it's supposed
to be.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, smell does have a negative connotation.
It's just like, oh, look at that. Ugh. Do you smell
that? What's that smell?
No.
What's that smell?
What happens if somebody brings home a pizza?
First of all,
that pizza smells so good.
Smell with an S on the end. Smells is a good, is a positive connotation.
Why? What, question
right?
in the corner.
What?
What's that smell?
Mel is part of smell.
Why have we not discovered this?
It makes sense.
We have been making fun of her for so long.
No wonder she smells.
That's actually, that should be a bit we do on the show. It's what's that smell? Mm-hmm. What's that smell?
Yeah.
And Melissa has to guess the smell. And
we have callers call in to guess what Melissa's body odor smells like that
day. Oh, that's a good one, too. That gets listeners involved.
She doesn't wear deodorant, which has been discussed thoroughly on our show.
Why didn't we call that segment What's That Smell?
What's that smell?
We blew it.
You guys did blow it. Okay, move
Smelissa
on. We're not
McGurn.
Doing it.
It's Melissa McGurn. Melissa McGurn.
Weird smellings.
God.
All right. Did you finish your?
I mean, I feel like mine's always changing. But if I had to say, it'd be like Anna Kendrick, Camila Mendes, as I mentioned, Blake Lively, Scarlett Johansson is the other name that keeps popping up. I don't know. Like, I don't want to just throw out. Like, every dude right now is gonna be like, Sydney Sweeney.
Guys, can I have a hot take?
Let's hear it.
I'm not on the Sydney Sweeney.
Weird face. Weird face.
A little bit weird face. And
you think so?
To me, I don't think she's that great of an actress.
I don't think her. Every character she plays is kind of snarky. So, like, that's what I'm basing everything off of.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of snark.
No.
You know, sometimes you want to come home to warm and loving. You don't want to snark.
I saw the movie Anything But You with her and Glenn Powell. First of all, I did love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell is great. And rom-coms are back. I'm declaring it with that movie. They brought back rom-coms. She underwhelmed me with her acting performance. And there's a few other people in that movie that the acting was just not that great. But Sydney Sweeney, I was like, this is not great.
Is she always that way? Or sometimes it's the people you work with that does, and the writing doesn't necessarily bring out what they can do.
It might have been a little bit of that. Glenn, I thought, was great in it.
Okay.
And she just said SNL. She was okay at SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Her monologue wasn't, it was written funny, but her delivery wasn't the best. But she's not a comedian, so I can't like hold that against
Anna
her.
Anna de Armas.
Yeah, you can't.
I think that's my
favorite. Oh, that's
one.
A great one.
That's it. That's so I'm doing some Google search. It's weird to just Google search beautiful women in the workplace. But here we are.
If you're cool getting the sloppy seconds of Ben Affleck,
that's fine with me. Batman? That's fine.
Hey, Naveen.
I don't know. He's dirty.
It's me. Why did you block me?
Yeah.
We used to play that sound. That was one of the first sounds we played on our show.
Yeah, because that was really weird when that happened.
The Raya leaks, all the like famous celebrities on Raya. Yeah. They had like the audio
Raya?
Was leaked.
Raya?
It was like a dating app for just celebrities.
Yes, and this girl was on it and Ben Affleck had connected with her. And so they were doing videos back and forth.
Yeah.
And she was like, he is weird because he kept acting weird and saying weird stuff. So she took it and she posted it online.
Him and Matthew Perry got ousted pretty bad. Rest in peace.
Yeah, crazy.
But it was like the audio clip, which we still have it on the board. We should play it. It's Naveen. Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
I know. That's exactly
it was like so
what it
weird.
Was.
It was so weird.
Oh, I've got my candle.
What?
It would be a combination of Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, pine cones, and cinnamon.
You don't even know what they smell like.
I don't care.
So I could just get you a candle and tell you that's what it is, and you would buy it.
I would.
Wow.
I also would pre-order that.
You would pre-order it.
I
okay.
would.
All right. Will Ferrell. I want it. I want it.
I want it.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Alicia Vikander, Blake Lively.
Oh, I did say Blake Lively at one point.
Yeah, you
yeah.
did.
Whatever.
I guess Ryan Reynolds got it real good with her, huh?
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell? towel.
I'm just kidding. I do have like a bro crush on him, though.
Do you?
I think he's awesome. I think he's the next Tom Cruise. Hot take. Two hot takes, and they're both with the co-stars of Anyone But You.
I always could see you having a crush on Ryan Gosling.
I love Ryan Gosling.
So he's a handsome dude.
Ryan Gosling is great.
He's great,
guy.
Right?
And great, like, good sense of humor.
Yeah,
he's
great.
His new movie, Fall Guy, I just heard that Steven Spielberg like sought him out of a crowd and said that was a fantastic movie. It's like, imagine getting that adoration from Steven Spielberg.
That's pretty cool.
It would make me so happy.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You guys say one nice thing about me like a week, and I'm like...
It sits with you forever.
What a day. Babe, you'll never believe what happened today. I was talked to in a polite way.
I'm back on the Zac Efron bandwagon, though.
Zac Efron, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
although...
The Iron Claw, I just watched that.
Oh, he's great.
And I thought... He's huge in that, by the way. He is pumped up. But he was absolutely amazing in that movie. The movie was great. He was great. I highly suggest if you haven't seen it, go see it. You will not be disappointed.
Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Brown hair, green eyes.
Oh, I love it.
She's been on the cover of Beauty magazine.
Wait, does she have green eyes?
She does.
Oh, she's got a little Megan Fox to her. Like the chick from Love is Blind.
Yeah. Oh, what a line. What a pull.
I always get this. Who's MGK's wife again? And he just goes, Megan Fox?
Wait, that is... Okay, by the way, Melissa, have you watched the show? I'm not going to ruin anything.
Not this season. I have not. I've watched like the first...
I'm on where they're in. They just got to paradise or whatever.
We finish it, and I'm not going to ruin anything. It is what it is. It's what I get upset at this show, and I don't know why I do, but it is what it is. But the people have done a better job at trying to figure out what other people look like in a different way. Mm, and I bring this up because a few. Seasons ago when it was here in Chicago, they had that one dude who was canceled because he basically was trying to figure out the weight of women, and he was like, can I put you on my shoulders at a concert, which is like laugh out loud funny. I also know somebody who dated him.
Really?
It was like a friend's sister dated him.
Like since the show or before the show?
Before the show.
Kyle's famous friends that we have never heard of.
You guys have heard of them.
Yeah, we have heard of them.
You guys knew right away. I didn't even give their name because I don't even know the name. But like that answer alone was just like she knew what she was doing because she knew who she was up against.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So she knows, like...
Yeah, that Jessica girl that he let get away. Oh, it's a total babe.
You ruined it for her.
Sorry. There's a babe.
Oh, God.
He lets
and
go.
Like, yeah,
are you watching it? You're not going to watch it, are you?
I might, yeah.
Okay, no, I probably.
Oh, wait, yeah, never...
That was the Succession.
Yeah, yeah, that was Succession. I'm definitely going to...
Yeah, no, I'm going to finish that.
I'm going to play it, too.
Succession, like, I got in the first three or four episodes, it still didn't pick up. Like, I know everybody likes it.
Succession
but I think
is one of the greatest television shows of all time.
Ugh, yeah.
It's cringy a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable because it's all about people with too much power and money.
Well, and everybody backstabbing everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the world, Mel.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Another honorable mention.
How come they can't make your list?
Because they're just honorable mentions, even though there is no honor in a mention. Lainey Wilson, she's got to be out there.
Oh,
good
yeah.
answer. Good
love
answer.
Her to death. Love her to
like
death.
Her.
Because she's sweet too. Like, and that's one of the draws to her.
Agreed.
Like, she's a good person.
Yeah.
Haley
agreed.
Witters is like that for me.
Yeah, yeah. She's
There's
cute.
Something about Haley Witters.
That's
her
cute.
Music.
But my
her
number
fact
one.
That her name is Haley.
The number one on my list. Yeah, that wouldn't be awkward. You wouldn't have to worry about calling the wrong name.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Could I bring one up before you give your number one as the grand finale?
Yeah.
What about Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, she's like 12.
That's the issue. Like, there are some women like...
No, she's 20. Now. Trust me, she's of legal age.
Yeah, but like same thing with like Olivia Rodrigo, because that's like the weird part where I'm like, I can find her attractive, but I also feel weird.
Yeah, she's just
I think
just
the whole time
young.
I would just feel weird.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the scenario where Olivia Rodrigo is like, I'm going to go after him. And I'm like, it's weird.
You know what, Olivia? Thanks, but no thanks. You're a little too young.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah. I don't want you writing any songs about me being a vampire, okay? My number one.
Okay, who is
on
it?
The list. Keira Knightley.
That is a sneaky good pick.
That is
so good.
That has been
she might
my
be
number
one of the most beautiful women alive.
My gosh.
Good answer.
Yep, good
She's
answer.
She's been my number one for good years.
Good job on that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, my gosh. Love Actually.
Love Actually. Mm. Oh, man. Mm. Oh, gosh.
Any period film? Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice. I don't even know if she's in any of these, but it feels like she would be.
I know. She's beautiful.
The Queen's Land. I don't even know if that's a movie, but that sounds like something Keira Knightley would be in.
If I could look like somebody, I would want to look like her.
Same.
Okay.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.